would you call a hog when it's first born?
Pig.
And then, how big does it have to be before you call it a hog?
The next place he'll get to when after he's born, where he gets up to what you don't say much about it now, but we used to call him a shoat.
Oh,
he'd
yeah.
be anywhere from a 50 to 75 pounder. Mm-hmm. We'd say a shoat.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, he'll have to get up 140, 50 pounds before you, from now on up, before you'd call him a hog, all right enough. And really, around 200
mm-hmm.
would be really more proper for you to be a hog, all right now.
Well, what do you call a male hog?
We call him a male, or a boar.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the sow's called sow,
mm-hmm.
and or a gilt. Now the young ones is called gilt.
Oh, young sow.
Yeah, the young sow. Is called a gilt. Before she ever breeds, ever raise any pigs, she's called a gilt.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they raise pigs, we call them, they call the sow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, if you had a male and you didn't want it to grow up to be a boar, what would you have to do to it?
You'd have to castrate it.
And then after it castrated, you'd call it a what?
Bar. Then's when it comes 50.
Oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You got that.
Well, what do they have on those stiff hairs on a hog's back? Do you call those?
Bristles.
And what about those big teeth that the hog...
Tushes.
And, now, if you fed... Now, you would feed a hog in a... You put the food into a...
Well, we have a trough.
Mm-hmm.
Some feeds in a trough. And then we have the feeder, the self feeder. We have a self feeder, and a place to put the feed. And,
well, if you had a trough, and now if a person had three or four of them, they'd say they had three or four
troughs.
And did there have any wild hogs around here?
They once was, yeah.
There was.
Yeah, there's wild hogs. Once was wild hogs back in these bottoms. They were.
What did they call those? Just.
Well, they're just wild hogs. That's what they call them, wild hogs. And,
what about the noise made by a calf when it's being weaned?
Well, you call it bawling or bawling.
Mm-hmm. And what about the noise that a cow makes, like at feeding time?
Well, lowing.
And, well, how about a horse or a mule at feeding time?
Well, they call that either nicking or braying. A mule is called braying and a horse nicking.
And a hen on a nest of eggs is called a...
Sitting hen.
And what about something to haul chickens in? What would they...
Coop.
And now, you know, when when you would eat... They eat like fried chicken or something. That piece that the children would want to get so they could pull that bone, what did they call that piece?
That's called a pulley bone.
And what was the reason that they, what were they always trying to do with it? That they
I think they had a lover's reason for it or somewhere. Oh. What was that there? The pulling of a part of a chicken pit?
I wanted girls or boys pulled it. One that got the shortest piece would marry first.
One that got the shortest piece would get married first.
And
yeah.
They put it up over a door, the front door, and ever who come in on it, that's who was supposed to be. That didn't work out.
That didn't always work. They put it over the front door, and the one
went under first.
That little, the short bone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you could put, yeah, that's what they